is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Andrews.
Good afternoon. that was a bit German.
Wer ist der Bahnhofstrasse? Wir
are the Gestapo. Yeah. No. Are you wearing your mask?
You can't say that. Wer ist der Bahnhofstrasse?
Yeah.
Das ist ein Spiegel.
Okay.
I just goose stepped round to the other side of the studio now. No, I was going to say good morning that time, because it just goes, isn't it?
Flat, yeah, it's afternoon.
Just had my brekkie and my little coffee.
And your bottle of Prosecco.
Yeah, a couple of venison haunches.
Eggs Benedict and a haunch of venison.
Yeah. Exactly, it just keeps me going. I've got a couple of things to say today.
Oh, no. Don't start on a rant.
I just wade through my hand sanitizer and my, you know, whatever, my little rooibos. Yeah, Wales just been announced.
Wales.
Wales spotted off the coast.
I was going to say, for those that don't know Jules, she's got an upside down house and she lives on the beach.
She looks like a whale.
No. But she's got a telescope in her living room and she always spies on people drowning out in the bay.
I do help them.
Yeah.
I don't leave them.
Was there whales up here on the bay?
No, whales in the news about, you know, pubs.
Oh,
Paul
goodness
just
sake,
been
yeah.
They can open. But
you can't drink anything.
Serve alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing of a pub is, you know, a little, not for you.
Do you think that sometimes our politicians have lost touch with reality a little
bit?
Have
they ever been out?
Yeah, you wonder. Yeah.
I expect they all have their own little bars at home.
Well, they do. In the House of Commons, have you ever been there? I've been to the House of Commons quite a lot, and there's lots of bars there, and they're all... subsidised and funded. I'm sure it's the same in the Senate.
I have to say that when I was working in Dubai, UAE, and as a lot of listeners will know, you can only drink in certain places. And they make a killing. And I think pubs, maybe if they bought a juice machine, could make a killing because you can charge a lot of money for a mocktail. Mm. I think mocktails are going to become very popular. So if you get like watermelon, ginger, that sort of thing, and you juice, what would you pay for a really fresh mocktail, Paul Andrews?
You're asking the wrong person.
Well, yeah, because you're teetotal.
I'm teetotal, but I wouldn't drink that muck.
Really? You're like Spinajet. You know, he came round and did my drive.
I drink.
And I made a lovely green smoothie, which was
celery,
spinach, a little bit of ginger, some cacao, gorgeous stuff.
Coconut some cacao what?
Cacao. Okay. And he blanched when I gave it to him.
No, I can't stand that stuff. I really can't.
But you'd have a ginger beer, non-alcoholic.
I'm teetotal, so I'll drink water or slimline tonic water, and that's about it, really.
Come on, you like a ginger
beer.
Before you went on your regime, you would often have a little ginger beer.
Yeah, but you try getting ginger beer in a pub.
Well, that's the thing with pubs. I quite like.
You
I don't
go,
like.
Hello, can I have a pint of ginger beer, please? And they'll go, no.
You don't have to say it like that. Hello.
Yeah, well, you get. You
just
get
ask normally.
You get depressed after a while. Yeah.
It's like when I go, because I don't, you know, I am quite a healthy being, apart from,
really?
You know, the haunches and things.
Yeah.
Well, it's all protein. If I'm driving, I'll go and ask for a Purdy or something nice, you know, and they look at you as you've got two heads.
Yeah, they don't have all that stuff.
Apple ties with loads of sugar or Coke and things.
Orange juice or pineapple juice.
I mean, if I'm going to have Coke, it wouldn't be that type. But I am worried about the pubs and I am worried about the hospitality.
Yeah, she just likes to taunt Ofcom. Yeah. While we're on air, Terry, that's what it is. She just likes
line
to throw them out a little thing there so that they can go, did she really just say that?
No, it was a misspent youth.
And they have to go all the way back through the tapes to go, we think that's what she said. Shall we shut them down?
I was a waitress in South Ken, you know.
I had
to sleep there. I was homeless.
You're a waitress in a cocktail bar. I know that song.
Don't you want me, baby?
Yeah. Anyway, so, listen.
Can I ask a sensible question?
Oh, you could try.
Before you start.
You could try.
Goose-stepping.
Yeah.
Who might our sponsor be?
I was just about to tell you when you interrupted.
Just asking.
Yeah.
Poor Terry. I mean, doesn't know what he's coming
no,
to.
No, no. He's walked into this, hasn't he, really?
He's trying to escape.
Yeah. Right. The Business Bunker Show is really pleased to partner with leading employment law firm, Locke Associates Group. They will be bringing us regular news, information and help with employment law, health and wellbeing at work. You can find out more about Locke Associates Group by going to their website, which is Locke Associates. That's spelled L-O-C-H in the Scottish way. Lockassociates.co.uk. And I have to tell you, they've got an event coming up on the 14th of December. They've got a course that's looking after your well-being at work. And it's a virtual course, obviously. And it's 10 to 11 a.m. on the 14th of December. And if you want to find out more about it or to book a place on it, if you go to eventbrite.co.uk/looking after your well-being at work, you will find all the details there and you can book your place. So do check that out. 14th of December, 10 a.m.
Loch, yes, Scottish. So I was expecting you to do it in a little bit of a better accent.
Mm.
Did you know, Paul Andrews, that you can listen to all the Business Diary podcasts at their... They have a link, Paul Andrews, which is thebusinessdiaries.podbean.com. Mm. You can also find them on the Twitter at the Biz Diaries, and you can hear their business storytelling that uncovers the stories about the personal journeys of business owners, often funny, sometimes sad, intriguing, and always entertaining.
Absolutely.
You did know. I
love the Business Diaries. I love the live events. And, of course, the live events had to come to a stop temporarily. So they've podcasted them, and the podcast will continue even when we're back with live events. I think there's 11 podcasts now there, and they're all brilliant. And there's such a wide range of different stories. But as you said, they're all incredibly entertaining in one way or another. So do check them out. Biz Diaries on Podbean.
I like the name Podbean. It always makes me feel hungry, though.
Does it? Everything makes you feel
hungry. The word bean. Oh, not this morning. I had a fabulous breakfast.
What did you have? You didn't post a picture of it for a change.
I did.
Did you? I missed it.
Yeah, didn't I, Terry?
Did you?
Terry
saw it. I didn't see it.
It was all good fats, wasn't it, Terry?
What was it?
A little bit of avocado.
Right.
Half for me and half for new husband.
Yeah.
Then we had organic bacon, no nitrates, from Riverford. I had 3 rashers, nice and crisp. 2 eggs, which were fried in coconut.
Only 2? You had 4 last week.
Yeah. Coconut milk. No, not coconut milk. Coconut oil.
That sounds disgusting.
No, coconut oil.
Coconut eggs. What are you on?
No, the oil. It's very nice. You can't really taste coconut in it. And then what else did I have, Terry? I had sweet potato, organic.
Mushrooms.
For breakfast.
Mushrooms. Yeah, yeah. And a really nice coffee from the coffee shop. People who were on the Scoff and Quaff show, Coffee Bean Shop, I think they're called.
Yeah, yeah.
Freshly ground. It was an Ethiopian I put in my pot.
An Ethiopian ground it or
Ethiopian coffee? I don't have my own personal Ethiopian in the kitchen ground.
Yeah, okay, boy, stomp on the coffee. Yeah.
Or woman, of course.
It wouldn't be heavy enough. Come on, don't you know anything about grinding coffee?
It might not even be a he or she nowadays.
Oh, don't start that.
It could be a they.
Don't even start that. We've had a tweet from the lovely folks, Bev and Tony at Chips and Dinks. Another great show to look forward to today. A welcome break from the normal, or from the new normal, with lots of banter and positivity to make our day. So thank you, guys. That's Bev and Tony at Chips and Dinks. Do check them out. Chips and Dinks on the Twitter. Great, great guys. They're brilliant at restoring things, recycling, upcycling.
Did you see their cabinets that they have done?
Absolutely brilliant,
really,
weren't
they? Nice. Yeah. They did your kitchen, your dining table, didn't
they? They did my dining table, and they also regularly do my partner's car.
Oh, what do they? Oh, she regularly chips it.
No, I didn't say that. if you're listening, Amanda, I didn't say that. It was Jules that said that.
Is she mucking out at the moment?
Yes.
Hopefully the horse will be neighing too
loudly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Nay,
yeah.
Nay. Charities invited to apply for free marketing support. This year has been exceptionally tough. So marketeers at Story 22 want to offer 2 charities the chance to participate in a Mastering Your Marketing programme, which is worth £15,000.
Wow.
Very good. So Sonia Whittam, who's the MD of Kent-based full service marketing agency, which is called Story 22, and you can find them on the website, which I'll read out in a tick, has been closely watching the devastating effect that the pandemic has had on charities across the country. And she says that they've been so moved and worried about the long-term consequences on the charitable sector that she knew that they wanted to do their bit to help. So they've set up the Story 22, and their vision was always to use skills that they have to help causes they felt passionate about. And they're now lucky enough to be able to do this and have decided to support 2 charities by offering a 12-month Mastering Your Marketing programme. And Sonia says, Sonia Whittam says, we will work closely with the winning charities to develop an effective marketing and communications strategy, identify, engage and grow their online businesses and audience to build a new and engaging website to position them for future success. The programme can be tailored to each charity's individual needs so they can maximise the opportunity on offer. And the website is to go to find out more is www.story22.co.uk.
I've got a tutu.
As in Desmond.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you've got a pink one. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Quite a few times. But that is great, isn't it?
It is brilliant, yeah.
So any charities out there, if you didn't get that website, which is 3ws.story22.co.uk, get in touch with the Business Bunker. Use the B-Bunker hashtag and we'll put you through.
We had a tweet from the fabulous Angus at Local Food and Drink Tours who says, it's Tuesday, it's the Business Bunker radio show with him and her. Have a listen in.
What's Angus's surname? Do we know?
I apologise if I get this wrong.
Is it Aberdeen?
No, I think it's Angus Fergus. I think.
Oh, very Scottish as well.
He's very Scottish. Yeah. I don't know if he is Scottish, but he's very Scottish.
Well, I bet his ancestors were.
Yeah.
Did you know, Paul Andrews, that a group of artists and Jewish heritage educators, are trying to save a 91-year-old synagogue from being sold at auction to developers who want to demolish the building and convert it into apartments? That's happening. I've been to this synagogue.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
In Cliftonville. When I was PR for Laurendon Prep in Faversham, I used to do PR for a lot of private schools, and Laurendon's now owned by Kent College, I believe. But I had to go with the children there. It's a lovely, lovely red brick synagogue in Cliftonville. So that's just near the resort, if you don't know the area, near Margate. And it's going up for auction on December the 16th. Should we buy it, Paul Andrews?
Well, do you know, if things had been different, I would seriously consider it.
Me too.
It's a beautiful building.
My new husband could run it. He's Jewish.
He could could have the shul there, yeah. It's a beautiful building, and it would be such a shame to
turn it into amorphous properties again.
Yeah, to demolish it.
And they'll probably clad it and God knows what.
Whereas you could make it a community centre, which is what they're trying to do with the fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
And they're saying they're trying to raise £300,000. So I'm not sure if that's the purchase price of the building.
Let me tell you. So they're saying it goes up for auction on December the 16th, and the activists who formed a non-profit called the Cliftonville Cultural Space, the CIC, are trying to raise $300,000 to purchase the building and turn it into a cultural hub for the community at large. That would also include a permanent exhibition about the history of Jewish life in East Kent. As part of their efforts, they have set up a crowdfunding campaign, and you can go to www.crowdfunder.co.uk/saveourshul/Margate hashtag start. I'll send this to my new husband because he knows lots of Jewish people. Maybe they can chip in. And I think as a community, it would be great with a little restaurant, a cafe.
It's a gorgeous building as well. I'm not entirely sure why it's no longer an active synagogue.
Because the Jewish community, I mean, even in Westcliff, it's quite segregated. That is a liberal one. But it is dwindling. You know, my new husband, I led him astray. I mean, he now eats oysters and bacon, you know. But big deal, if you've ever watched The Jazz Singer, you know, with Neil Diamond, you see what it's like for the elderly if you marry out. Big deal. I mean, my new husband had to jump through hoops to be with me.
I just can't cast doubts on his choices, that's all.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, he's very happy.
I'm sure he is.
You know, I make him little soups and things. Yeah, yeah. I think it's just cupboard love, really.
He gets
weighted on hand and foot, Paul Andrews, that
man. Yeah, it is funny, these food things, isn't
it? In fact, he doesn't actually know how to use the washing machine yet, and he's 50 this year. Carry on.
I used to own a motor racing team, and one of my top drivers was also Jewish. And we go racing every weekend and stuff like that. And, you know, when you're at a racetrack, there's always barbecues and all the rest of it. And his mum would go mad. She'd go, Ian, you are not cooking bacon sandwiches again. And he go, oh, Mum. And she go, no bacon sandwiches.
The knadle and all that. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. I have got quite into it. There's some lovely things. I think Pesach's coming up, actually. Mm. I lose track. Hanukkah maybe is coming up. I think Hanukkah is usually just before Christmas.
It is, yeah.
I have to do it all because, of course, our son, Shay, who's now 24, is he's Jewish. He's a mixture of Christian and Jewish. He's Jewish. That's
Jewish.
What that's why. But we didn't have him snipped. No, we didn't have him snipped.
So he hasn't had a haircut for ages.
As you asked.
Sorry, Shay. I mean, what can I do with your mum? You know, I mean, you're giving away your personal details on the radio. Luckily, no one's listening.
Whereas Prince Charles has been.
I don't want to know. And how you know that, I don't know. And I don't want to know.
And my new
do you know
husband,
what? I'm going to turn her mic off in a minute. She's been right troubled today.
Do you
today.
Know what it is?
No, what?
Well, I've had my NDT upped for my thyroid.
Oh, you're on drugs, aren't you?
I want a higher dose of T3.
Yeah, okay.
I can do anything today.
Right. I've had a tweet from the lovely Karen Stanley, and she says, Paul, can I have a Business Bunker shout-out, please? I'd love people to visit my website and find out how they can sign up for my free 5-day mindfulness writing challenge starting on January the 4th. It's a great way to start the new year. You can find out all about it by going to her website, which is karenstanley-author.co.uk. That's karenstanley-author.co.uk. Or you can follow her on the Twitter, Kaz, K-A-Z, 0789. Give her a follow on the Twitter. I want to say a huge congratulations to the lovely Ella Brocklebank and the team from Jenna Group, the construction company over there in Folkestone. They have won the CMA Awards UK for the Jenna Group working with We Are Fabric. And they say there was so much energy and passion went into delivering their new branding, and it's a great achievement. So fantastic. Well done to Ella and the team from Jenna Group on their CMA Award. She's given up now.
I'm tweeting.
She's now ruined the show, got us into so much trouble, told us the secrets of everybody, and now she's not going to participate anymore.
Well, my new husband had the snip with Prince Charles's...
For goodness
Prince
sake!
Prince Charles's rabbi, who snips.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for that.
I had to go to one of the ceremonies. It's quite tough, actually, I must say. Because they don't use anaesthetic at all.
I don't think it's tough for you, Jules.
I hid in another room. I powdered my nose.
Yeah.
Did you know that the next Marsh Networking Online meeting will be at 10:30 a.m. this Wednesday? It's the 9th of December, and it's on a Zoom. Mm. And you can book now. And to make sure you have your place, you can go to www.eventbrite.co.uk, /e/Marsh-networking-online-networking. You can, of course, just go on the Kent Business Radio, and there'll be a little link there.
There would be.
KentBusinessRadio.co.uk. Mm. But they say, come and join businesses from East Sussex, Romney Marsh, Central and East Kent for professional networking to grow your network and your business. And they say, we'll also have a popular discussion about what working for you in these strange times and how to try and move forward. Means, I think that should have a means at the end there. And they've got no joining or membership fees. It's £5 per meeting, which includes a charity donation and great networking. And that's from the lovely Terry Botfield at Terry Botty.
TD Botty on the Twitter.
Thank you. That's interesting because they're East Kent, Romney Marsh, Central and East Sussex. So they're sort of across the borders,
they're
aren't
on
they?
The marsh.
No, but they're going into East Sussex, which means
the marsh.
That means they might be out of a meeting on the East Sussex, mightn't they? Of six people.
Well, no, they're zooming it.
Well, I know, but might they be able to just cross the board and go to a pub?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
isn't East Sussex in
tier two?
So what can they do?
Oh, who knows? Who knows and who cares? I mean,
can they have a ginger beer?
What day is it? You know, I mean, the whole thing is bonkers. The Marsh Network covers the area right round the bay to Winchelsea and Rye. And if you want to find out about it, as Jules said, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/marsh.
I think they should go to a pub in East Sussex.
Yeah, we'll tell them. Angus has been back on from Local Food and Drink Tours. He said, thanks for the Business Bunker shout-out today, especially as this week is Small Business Saturday, and the ZC Social Media Live that Zoe Cairns will be doing on Friday will follow members of the ZC Social Media Growth Academy. Absolutely.
And apparently... I've probably got into trouble, but Charity Buddy, it's Charity underscore.
You've got into trouble. How on earth did that happen, Jules?
Is it he or she, Charity Buddy?
It's Martin.
Oh, Martin White.
No, Martin Reeves.
Oh, Martin Reeves. Yeah. There's quite a lot of Martins I know. Yeah. Anyway, Charity underscore
House
Buddy.
Martins.
Yeah, I do like them. Mm. So he says, the lovely Martin White... says I'm Reeves.
Reeves, Martin Reeves. His name's Martin Reeves. Nowhere near Martin White.
Anyway, yeah. He says, Martin Reeves, says I'm chuckling, Jules Serkin. Don't make me laugh.
Don't encourage her, Martin. Just do not encourage her.
But it's quite dangerous because he's sorting out the loft and he's near the loft door.
Right.
So like we could
fall out.
We could be responsible.
No, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, you know.
Anyway, he's Charity Buddy on the Twitter, Charity underscore Buddy. Give him a follow.
Martin Reeves.
He does loads of interesting stuff trying to raise money for local charities. So give him a follow. He's a good chap. ZC Social Media have tweeted in, you know, along with Angus's tweet there. Yes, it's the 1st of December. Time to get into the Christmas spirit. Today we launch our countdown to Christmas. We have lots of fun surprises, giveaways and support for small businesses and entrepreneurs. Our first day will be available later this afternoon. To find out what it is, you need to follow them. And their Twitter handle is ZC Social Media.
And they've done a lovely tweet.
Yeah.
And Colin Harkness, I need to announce this. Yeah. We need a little fanfare, really. So he has been a long-standing guest on the Superior Show, the Scoff and Quaff Show. And he says, my new book is available for pre-orders on Kindle. And you can go to the Amazon link, which I have already put on my Twitter. And it's going to be delivered on launch day, which is this Saturday, the 5th of December. And... it's called Harriet Mercedes, and it's his first book that I know of. He's a radio presenter in over there in Cumbre del Sol and
España,
Moreira. See, yeah. So that's for pre-order, and it's launching on Sábado. Is that right? Sábado, Saturday, sounds about right, doesn't it?
Make it up as you go along.
Maybe Domingo. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, it's only $6.99. It says here.
It probably means euros.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, you can pre-order, and it's called Harriet Mercedes, and it looks lovely. I'm sure there will be a little wine theme running through that, don't you?
I would imagine there is. I'm going to do one last tweet before we get round to the cheesy tunage.
Yeah.
Kim Stevens of Care in Kent. I'd love a Business Bunker shout-out, please, for all the Care in Kent home workers in Ashford and Folkestone. A massive thank you to our Care in Kent teams for their outstanding care and devotion every single day. If you see us out and about, give us a wave, and that's love, Kim. Of course we will, Kim. They do a fantastic job. We wouldn't know where we are without them and the things that they do. If you see the Care from Kent team out and about, as Kim says, give them a wave. Right. Cheesy tunage. Are you ready for this?
I am.
You going to get it?
I don't know. Oh, it sounds very odd. Sounds like something 80s.
Yep.
Sort of 80s, probably something like the Pet Shop Boys.
It is the Pet Shop Boys.
Is it? Don't know the song.
Shopping.
Never heard it.
Shopping.
But it is the Pet Shop Boys. 1 point.
You're buying and selling your history. How we go about it is no mystery. We check it with the city, then change the law. Are you looking forward? Now you want some more. We're S-H-O-P-P-I-N-G. We're shopping. It's easy when you've got all the information. We're shopping.
flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Locke Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially-minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
The Pet Shop Boys there with a track that I'd never heard of before called Shopping.
Me neither, but I do like to shop. Hmm. Although I've sort of gone off it a bit now because you have to, honestly, the time you put your mask on and all that, you lose the will to live sometimes.
You do. Funnily enough, I chose that this morning because I just did, you know, well, I'm like with Cheesy Tunage, I just do a search on stuff.
Yeah.
But funnily enough, there'd been an argument yesterday, which I was following, about the Pet Shop Boys, where somebody came along and said, do you know what, I've only just discovered by listening to our 80s show, there are two vocalists in the Pet Shop Boys.
You're joking.
No, really.
So it's Neil someone and somebody else.
And somebody that's not Neil.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody that stands up.
Yeah.
I was going to say, talking of cheese, I went to the lovely Good Shed last week and I went up to George, who's on Cheesemakers of Canterbury stall. And I do like cheese. And I asked him for something that, you know, we eat quite a lot, me and my new husband. So
no, you don't. Really.
I asked him for something. You know when you finish a huge meal, but you just fancy a little sliver?
Yeah.
So I said, George, could you give me a little sliver of something nice?
Well, you know, when you're full. You're after lightweight diet cheese. No, is that what you're trying to tell me?
Not lightweight. Just a really strong. So I had a lovely, it was a year-old aged goat cheese,
right,
and it had crystallized in the middle, so it was a little bit of crunch.
Oh, okay.
It was absolutely delicious. And I just bought a little slither, and that's for Christmas, only we've been having a little bit.
Okay.
We've also started the Christmas chocolates, which I bought for the kids, because I get Bougie Bougie, which are huge. I have a big Bougie Bougie habit, which is huge.
I saw it written on the walls in Tankerton. Yeah,
I need to go to rehab for the Bougie Bougie. But anyway, so the kids were moaning that these Bougie Bougie are too grown up and they want some, you know, sugary crap, really.
Right.
So I got the sugary crap of Miniature Heroes and all that. But then we started eating them.
What can you do with you?
I know, and I hid them in a cupboard, but then you get to a low ebb.
But you knew where you'd hidden them.
I get to that's a low ebb.
That's not how it works, Jules. What you need is Gavin or Che or some, or Josh or Sid, or someone needs to hide them so that you don't know where they are.
I know, it doesn't work, does it, when it's you as a little housewife?
Josh
is in Dubai now, starting up a Dubai fitness food.
Dubai fitness foods, is it really?
Exactly.
Cool. Nice one. Do you know what? I think we ought to talk to somebody sensible.
Though. I do.
Yeah, because this show is getting completely out of control.
Dealing with you all morning.
I know.
I mean,
it's
really
getting completely out of control.
Let's
so
talk
we
to
need
Terry.
To we need to add some decorum, some common sense.
Tenterson's very upmarket, you know.
But in lieu of that, we'll talk to Terry, shall we?
In the loop.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time Mr. Terry Thorpe. Terry is with the Tenterson Chamber of Commerce. Terry, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's a pleasure to see you. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Most enjoyable.
Yeah.
I think he's a bit concerned.
Yeah, no, well, he's shell-shocked, isn't he? Yeah. He's had to listen to you for the last half an hour, you know, talking about things and bits and chopping and stuff.
Chopping.
Anyway, enough of all of that. Terry, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Why don't we kick off by telling us a bit about the Chamber of Commerce in Tenterton. For those that don't know, Tenterton is a small, beautiful market town in the southeast of Kent. And we are probably best known outside of the area for the steam trains, I would say. Probably. Is that fair enough?
Steam trains, vineyards.
Yeah, and a vineyard, of course, yeah. Chapel Down Vineyard, of course.
Orbidden
Vineyard, yeah.
But according to a local housing developer, we're still a village, because that's what they put out on their advertising material.
Right. Well, but we're a town.
Yeah, we all know we're a town. We've got a mayor. Yeah. We've been there many years. The chamber has been going probably 20-odd years, has had highs and lows, but it's now bouncing back.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful place, and I can say that because I live there.
Lots of independent shops.
Lots of independent shops in the High Street. And, of course, as Terry quite rightly says, it is a town. It is a small town, but it's not as small as Cranbrook, which allegedly, according to some people, is the smallest town in the UK, although there's a lot of people that debate that.
When does it become a hamlet from a town, or the other way around?
It's always been a town, and until I can't remember what date was, but Tenterton was a council in its own right. It was merged with Ashford.
It's still a council, but late 50s there was a decision whether it was going to go to Ashford or whether it was going to go and join Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah,
and apparently the decision was taken: we'll have more influence over Ashford than we will if we get swallowed up by Tunbridge Wells.
Right.
But, of course, it's cost us free parking ever since.
Yeah.
So you've lost the free parking, have you?
Yeah, well, Cranbrook's still got free parking. Tenterton's paying through the nose.
Yeah.
Political, but true.
And that is difficult, isn't it? Because people, people have to use their cars. Mums drop children off at school and then go shopping and whatever.
I agree totally with Terry. The thing I'd say, one of the nice things about Tenterton is there is quite a lot of parking there. So although you have to pay for it, there is parking. Mm. Unlike some places like Canterbury, where I can't even go to work.
But I could just park in your drive, couldn't I? And then
you could do that, but it's a bit of a walk into town from my place.
Bit of a slip.
Yeah. But it is doable, and I do it quite often. It takes about 15 minutes.
You need to
get
your electric bike with some panniers. That's
I'm not allowed.
No, that would be good for you.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of that. So, Terry, those people that know Tenterton, it's famous for its high street and its independent shops, as Jules says, and it's a beautiful town. A lot of people, when thinking about the Chamber, kind of go, yeah, well, you've got independent shops, but is there anything else there? So give us an overview of the Chamber itself and how many businesses you look after and the kind of businesses that we have in the area.
Well, the makeup of the Chamber is about 175 members.
Right. Okay.
We've probably got 40-odd who are high street-based, either solicitors or retail.
Yeah.
But beyond that, there are business parks. There are obviously independent businesses of construction type, of manufacturing type. There are garden centres. So there's a vast array of different business structures, all aligned to the Chamber.
Yep.
But we do cover a very large area. We're up as far as Cranbrook. We're down as far as the borders of Rye. Mm. We're out as far as Betherston and any village in between.
Yep.
And our members are spread far and wide. Mm. We've got about 136 currently who are populating their website pages with links to job applications and obviously events that they're promoting, and the Tenterton card, which is the
we're
new
talk
resurgence.
About, yeah, we're going to talk about that in a moment. It's interesting, isn't it? Before 2020 and the madness of the pandemic, we talked a lot on the show about high streets and how they were suffering and all the rest of it. But we continually came back to the fact that there were two or three high streets in Kent, Tenterton being one of them, that hadn't suffered as badly.
Mm.
Yeah, it was still a popular place to have a business, still a popular place to have retail. There were empty shops, obviously. But there were businesses opening there, unlike some other high streets that were almost totally empty.
I think you said that you've had a couple of new restaurants opening as well.
And I was just going to say,
independence.
Even during the pandemic, we lost Café Rouge, which was a big chain restaurant.
Mm.
But there's a new restaurant, Hoof, due to open fairly soon. And also, we lost the Chinese restaurant a while back. Alex finally gave up the ghost and went away. But that opened as the Ancient Borough, which is an interesting
lovely
place.
Name.
Well, it was an original name, I do believe.
It was originally
What is this? It's a pub, is it?
It is, but it's real ale primarily.
Fabulous.
Occasional bottled lagers, but mainly it's real ale, probably six or seven different barrels.
Mm.
Available at any one time, but they're always rolling.
Is it a free house?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
it
wow.
is. But
I
it's interesting. Guess what else it is at the same time?
A library?
No, it's a tapas bar.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
tapping in.
See what I did there?
To a trend, because small plates are hugely popular at the moment.
Yeah, well, except now, because they're not substantial meals anymore.
Okay. Well, you can have lots.
If you have four dishes of patatas and chorizo.
Do you know what beer they do there?
They're always different beers. I mean, he'll have one in, guest it'll change. They're all guest beers. So it's very
fabulous.
Much
and we have our local brewery in Tenterton, which is the old dairy as well.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. So I can feel a little visit coming on there.
Absolutely. So things have opened up, Terry. So from your point of view, from the Chamber's point of view, how are you seeing things at the moment? What's happening? What's not happening? Are people suffering?
Obviously, retail is suffering terribly. We've had a turnover of businesses, but as you say, there are new businesses coming in, which is positive. Mm. We've got the new Hoof and Hook, because there's going to be fish there as well.
Right.
We've got the changing of one of the coffee bars. We've got some more retail shops that have come in for virtual, clothing and other bits and pieces. Mm. We're just about to put 7,500 leaflets through local villages' doors promoting businesses within the town.
Yep.
We've got 100 Christmas trees that have been erected by C.S. Mitchell in the high street, which are now lit up. So Tenterden's Christmas is still happening.
Right.
Unfortunately, the Christmas market has had to be postponed because they couldn't get permissions early enough in the year about social distancing planning.
I think the markets have really struggled, the farmers' markets, for some reason, because, frankly, I'd rather shop outside in the open air. Do you know the reasons?
Well, Tenterden still has an open-air market every Friday with fresh produce, fresh fish. Mm. So that's
still that's been allowed.
On.
Brilliant, yep. Brilliant. Because our Whitstable one has been stopped.
Mm. No, the regular market, as Terry says, is open. What happens, for those that don't know, in Tenterton, it's gorgeous. It absolutely is. I've lived in Tenterton nearly 30 years now, but I still kick myself every year when I see it and think what a lovely place it is.
And the lights are on.
The Christmas trees are up and the lights are on down the high street. Because we're very blessed in Tenterton. We have a very broad, wide high street, and it makes for a lovely promenade view and all kinds of things. And every year, normally the first weekend in December, I think, isn't it?
Last week in November, because there was always a clash with the railway and their Santa special.
Right.
So we had to pull back a week.
Right,
because
okay. So last week in November, we normally have late night shopping where all the shops stay open. They serve mince pies and little drinky poos and stuff like that. Mm. And then there's stands and stalls and entertainment in the street, in the high street. And the kind of high street is closed off, really, isn't it, to traffic? And it's a fantastic event, and it's always very well attended.
And lovely for the kiddies as well and get
absolutely.
That whole Christmas vibe before they break up.
Yeah. So this year, obviously, it's not been able to happen.
Right. No. It's unfortunately curtailed, but it's coming back next year. Mm. I've had discussions with the two organisers. We've put an advert out in our leaflet that's gone round to say, we will be back. Mm. Please wait for next year. Fingers crossed, politicians willing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the high street's still going to be lit up. They've, as you just said, Terry, they've just installed all the Christmas trees and are putting the lights up as we speak.
Where do your Christmas trees come from, do you know?
Hole Park in Rolvenden. Who've been supplying us for many years. So another local. We try and keep everything from the Chamber local business.
Fabulous, yeah.
And it is all about local business. It's about supporting our local businesses, isn't it? I mean, I live up at the St. Michael's end of Tenterton. I know you live up that end as well, don't you, Terry? And at the start of the lockdown back in March, if it hadn't have been for our local shop around the clock at St. Michael's, we would have been dead in the water. But Del and the team there were brilliant. There was no price gouging, nothing. They just served the community. And there wasn't anything you couldn't buy in there that you could get in a supermarket, really. Mm. You know, I was absolutely shocked. I was surprised that I'd go in there thinking they're never going to have that. And I go, Del, you got any, shreddies with Frosties on, and he'd go, yeah, out back or whatever. Yeah. So,
well, that's the beauty of a local shop, isn't it? And exactly. If you didn't have,
and they
it,
know
you'd
their customers, they know their customers. Yeah, exactly. That's the.
And you do thing. Know that Sainsbury's drivers are going on strike just before Christmas. So this is the more the beauty.
Good timing.
Yeah. Well, that's why they're doing it, because they want more money. But this is the beauty of your local independent shop. Yeah.
Well, we have two good farm shops as well that kept us all going.
I love a farm shop.
Yeah. On Grange Road.
Yeah.
And Nightingale, which just happens to have a cider. Sideline to it as well for those who like a tipple.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mulled cider, of course, very, very good at this time of year.
And then, as you said, we've got the two vineyards as well. Each end of the town, you've got Chapel Down at one end of the town, and you've got Bindon Vineyard, again, just off
and the Gusbourne, not far down the road. And you've got Woodchurch a little closer as well.
We have the beautiful climate here, for those who don't know this area, Tenterton area.
Funnily enough, we were talking to Flergy Hooter, who's the chief executive of Produced in Kent, on the show a couple of months ago, and she was saying that, you know, for years Kent has been known as Garden of England, and we were primarily known for our
apples,
fruit farming and stuff like that. But it's now a major industry for Kent. One of its top major industries is wine and beer.
Yeah. Well, Tattinger have just bought, haven't they?
They bought a vineyard up on the Downs. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you look at the range of vineyards that we have, especially clustered around Tenterton, and how many awards they've won, even in France, for their sparkling wines and stuff like that, which really annoys the French. It's good stuff. And it's a major multi-billion pound business now that Kent has developed in terms of wine and beer.
Yeah.
And we're especially blessed where we are with having a lot of businesses in that field. So, Terry, I want to move on now and talk about the Tenterton card. So give us an overview of what that's all about and how it works.
Well, Tenterton card started about 2013.
Right.
Three or four members of the Chamber Committee, I think one of them went to another town and saw they had a similar card available to try and promote local business. Initially, it started as a loyalty card,
right?
Where obviously you go back, you get little ticks in boxes.
You get ticks and stuff,
You get a free sweetie or whatever.
Yeah.
The second phase of it, we decided that wasn't quite the right way to go. So it really now it is just a discount card.
Right.
And you put up an offer of a discount or a free extra over and above the purchase that the card holder is making. In the last 4 months, we've boosted it tremendously. We've now got over 40 offers, which are emailed to cardholders on a monthly basis. We've got 12 banners around the town announcing that the card has come back.
Right.
We've got press coverage from the Kentish Express, which has done some features for us. And we have got 17 outlets as of this morning selling the card for people who haven't got one and want to get one.
Right.
And obviously this morning you've both taken up the Tenterton card.
We have indeed.
Yeah, can't wait.
Benefiting from the offers in the vineyards or hopefully the restaurants when they open or the shops.
Yeah.
So it's growing. Momentum is behind it. It's got a big social media support now. And you can use it up and down the high street and wider field.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is lots of places to shop. We're talking about Bindon Vineyard. They've got a shop there, and I quite often go there and buy. They have loads of little interesting things that I get.
What, such as?
Well, all kinds of things.
Come back with a llama under your arm.
No. All kinds of food, you know, like honey and...
Kentish honey.
And biscuits and crackers that are made. It's all local stuff and cheese and all kinds of things that they sell there, and cider and obviously wine and local beers. So they sell a whole range of things there. And I quite often go Christmas shopping there and buy loads of little stocking fillers and little things for the family.
I can't wait.
In there.
Well, two local businesses that have just come on board with the card are Chapel Down, who are now putting offers up from the vineyard.
Right.
And we've had Benenden Hospital
On,
which obviously is a very large organisation.
Yep.
They've put up a card promotion whereby you can go and have private medical inspections technically and get a reduction on the charges.
Yep.
So that's another big bone of
absolutely. It's a lovely place as well, Benenden Hospital. Well, I'm actually a member of the hospital, or Amanda is, but cool. So we wish you much success, continued success with the Tenterden card. It's a fantastic idea. It's encouraging people to shop local, which is what we need. We need, especially now, with the way things are, with all the lockdowns and shutdowns that we've been going through.
Is it Small Business Saturday this Saturday, I believe, as well? It's another boost.
So it's another reason to go out, get your Tenterden card, and go out and spend on it, you know,
and
go
shopping. High streets are not just for Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. Terry, thank you for that. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Do stay with us. Give us a shout out for the website for Tenterden Chamber. So if anybody in the local area is thinking about joining, it's a good thing to join.
It's www.tentedonchamber.org.
Fantastic. There is a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website. That link will stay there forever. So do check it out. If you didn't write it down there, it is on the business website. If you're in the area, and the area is quite a large area, as Terry said, it extends right the way out to Bethersden, Cranbrook, Rye. These are border areas, obviously, and Appledore. So it's the high wheeled area to a large extent.
It's a beautiful, beautiful area, the whole area. Yeah. I once went camping in Appledore. It was really, really nice with the kids when they were young. Mm. Beautiful area, isn't it?
Yeah. Was that when the Vikings were there?
Probably, yeah. 1066.
Do you know Appledore? No, Appledore got ravaged by Vikings.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
I'd love to be ravaged by a Viking.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Yeah. Well, it's an interesting thing about Tenterden, though, isn't it? Because when people drive into the town, it's one of the secondary sink ports. And people go, how's that word? And it's nowhere near the sea.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, the river, which you can now step across, it's that narrow, was actually a shipyard at Smallhythe. Yeah. There was Henry VIII had a shipyard there.
Did he?
Yes.
So how did they punt up then, did they?
It's silted up.
Oh, okay.
It's the same kind of thing that caused Romney Marsh. Mm. Romney Marsh was underwater. Mm. 12 something or other. It was a big storm. And
which is strange, because when you think about global warming, we're supposed to be getting more sea, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of strange, isn't
it? Yeah, well, we got back in the 13th century, we got less sea. We lost the sea right across the bay from which... it blocked up the Wantsum Channel and everything and threw up Romney Marsh. And also it silted up the Leman River and what was called the Leman River is now the Rother River.
Because, of course, Terry Poole was only in shorts at the time. He was still at school. So,
yeah.
But he can just about remember.
When the Vikings arrived.
Yeah, just about remember. He had those horns coming out of his helmet.
Yeah, Lederhosen.
Yeah. Absolutely. Again. Terry, thank you so much for that. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, as always. And we wish you continued success with both the Tenterden Chamber, the Tenterden card, and all the local businesses in Tenterden. Please support them. Please come and visit when you're allowed. Come and visit and have a look. It's a lovely town, and there's lots of great watering holes, eating places, and shops to visit.
Exactly. Lovely bijou shops where you can get Kentish things.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is great if you send them to relatives and that who are not in Kent as well.
Yeah.
And probably a Kentish hamper. You could put together a Kentish hamper.
Telcare have tweeted, does your Kent business need local support? Join Vanilla Web on the Business Bunker Show. There's find lots of support and interest for independent businesses. Kent Business Radio. Thank you to the lovely folks at Telcare. Telcare are telecom systems providers based over in Medway. Blimey, I've just been followed by a royal prince from Dubai.
Really? That's because I mentioned Dubai, probably.
That's probably what it was. Yeah. That's what did it. Well, the Dubai royal family are now following me.
Is it a real one?
Yeah, Tenterden toilets have been on.
Oh, yeah. We haven't spoken to them for ages.
No,
Tenterden
toilets.
Have they got eucalyptus?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was chatting to Laura online the other night, and she was saying, please stop nicking my bog rolls. And I went, they were hard to come by, so I popped down to the loos and had a couple. I didn't really.
No.
She says, have a great show, all of you, keeping Tenterden beautifully clean. And she is. I've been down for a kebab at Zaffa's, and I always eat my kebabs in the toilet afterwards. Yeah, because
it's so clean.
It's so clean. It's just so clean, and it's out of the rain.
I love a kebab, actually. The local food and drink tours are saying the number of vineyards and breweries in Kent that are currently being discussed by Vanilla Webb, at Jules Serkin and Terry on the Bee Bunker show. They've used the hashtag Bee Bunker, well done, on the Bee Bunker radio show, especially around Tenterton, with their card for shopping local. And they say including Chapel Down Wines. So well
cool.
done. Yeah.
So I'm just trying to catch up with some of the tweets.
Results in wellness have said, hi, Jules and Paul, putting me first, of course. Just wanted to let you
know. Not happy with that.
Let you know that our pain pod, now this is interesting, they've used a hashtag.
I got one of those.
Pain pod 3.
Yeah, I don't know if I've got a pain pod 3. I've got a pain pod.
Have you? What do you do with it?
It's like a TENS machine, only much better.
Okay.
And
used in labour, usually. Conservative, Labour.
I'm not getting political
party.
Here. No, basically, you stick it on your muscles and it vibrates.
Well, we were talking about muscles last week. Yeah. I had oysters on Thursday, did you see?
No, not those kind of muscles.
So, does it work?
It does. I as you know, I had a rather nasty car crash a few years ago and I damaged my legs and I get a lot of pain from my legs and I use it to ease the pain and it works tremendously
How
well.
How often do you use it?
Normally just when the pain's got so, you know, annoying. When the weather's really horrible and it really...
The old damp.
Yeah, the damp gets into my wooden leg and stuff like that.
Yeah, that. So maybe you should use it every day. Just 10 minutes a day.
Well, Amanda uses it on her neck as well and she swears by it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So they're saying, Results in Wellness are saying, hi, Jules and Paul, we just want... you're an afterthought.
I know.
There's a little pause and then she remembered.
Yeah.
We just wanted to let you know that our Pain Pod 3 is currently available with 25% discount using the code, and it's capital A, capital L for Lion, I... 25, and you can visit resultsinwellness.co.uk. That's 3 W's, resultsinwellness.co.uk, for more info and start the new year pain free.
Fantastic.
Well, there's a challenge.
ZC Social Media have been on. Hello, Jules. Well, is everybody putting Jules first? I'm not happy about this.
Yes.
Hi, Jules and Paul. We're listening in. Well, thank you, guys. I hope you're having a lovely day. And good luck with your social media challenge, which I think is launching today, and your 12 Days of Christmas. And we're looking forward to your announcement about that. Amanda's started to listen, and I'm in trouble.
Oh no! What have you done now?
Well,
kebabs?
and all the chips and dinks and stuff.
Oh, and last week it was the curry you mentioned, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know when you had a curry in 1066.
Yeah, yeah.
That didn't go down. Amanda didn't like that.
No, did it?
No.
Talking about.
Were you in the doghouse?
Yeah, yeah. Talking about such things. I've got to tell you this story.
Your dog's probably got a lovely house.
Yeah, no. I've got to tell you this. I've got to tell you this story. My parents-in-law bought me a bird table for my birthday back in the summer, and it's gorgeous. And we put it together, and I put it just outside the back door, and I've had some fantastic birds eating the food there. But now the squirrels have started.
Oh, they've
right,
cottoned
and
on.
And they're blooming annoying me. So
they run up the pole?
They run up the pole. There were 5 squirrels all in the birdhouse fighting each other to try and get at everything. So I went onto the RSPB website. How do you stop squirrels getting on a bird table? And they said, there's a really easy way. They said, mix chili powder with your bird food because the birds can't taste it and the squirrels hate it. Right? So I did that. I've got Mexican squirrels, don't I? Yeah, because they've all gone chili, and they've eaten a lot, every last bit. Which I put chili flakes and everything on there, and they ate the lot.
Oh, are they wearing sombreros?
They had little sombreros and little painted jackets.
Yeah. I think we might be stereotyping. It's probably not allowed anymore.
No,
you can't have fun.
What,
like
stereotyping
that?
Squirrels?
Yeah. Do you remember that Dr. John and I we set up about your fat squirrel, we set up a whole Twitter handle.
You did, didn't you? Yeah.
I must resurrect him. But talking about, did you see in the news that dormouse that went into did you see this, Terry? So a dormouse went into somebody's bird feeder and ate all the bird food and then got so fat.
It didn't get out.
They had to call the RSPCA to get the dormouse. It was a very sluggish dormouse.
Do you know?
Huge it was.
Roast dormouse was a Roman delicacy.
Was it?
Mm.
Did your mum make it for you?
Oh dear. What can you do with her? Tracy Ann Barker's been on. Another Tuesday, another Business Bunker day. Howdy to you both. Managing to listen live to the first half of the show today. So thank you, Tracy Ann. Do give her a follow on the Twitter, Tracy Ann Barker. Her Twitter handle is Tabba, T-A-B-A, _ Official, of course it is.
Yeah.
TABA underscore official. Do give it a follow.
And City Way Osteopaths, we were having a little chat. So hello to you guys over there in, I think they're Medway somewhere, aren't they? Rochester.
Rochester.
Is that Medway?
Yeah, on the
river. So they are a clinic, osteopathic clinic in Rochester with five osteopaths. And they provide quality osteopathy and cranial osteopathy for adults and babies. That would be good for your headaches that you get, Paul Andrews.
Yeah.
But they were saying earlier on that people, because we're working from home, so many of us, we're probably sitting a lot more than we are used to, because we're not walking to trains, we're not walking to offices and walking around. So a lot of neck aches. And did you see Athelbrae's got her sciatica?
Yeah.
So, a lot of that, I think, from sitting more, don't you think?
Quite possibly.
Do you think you're sitting more at home?
Well, I was always lazy anyway.
Yeah, but we are. I think we are.
Did you see the gif from Charity Buddy?
Tell me.
It's Mike Myers
falling out the loft.
But he's just wearing pants, Union Jack pants, and dancing, and he's dancing to the Pet Shop Boys. Keep them coming.
And the lovely Athelbrae, she, I think she's resting with her sciatica, but she says,
"Yeah, get well soon, Kate."
In answer to my Wales thing about pubs and not able, why would you open your pub if you can't sell alcohol? It's the basis of the business. I'm not sure what the reason is for banning it. You know, I think alcohol, they've said that if you have a wet mouth, it's actually stopping the COVID, that you should keep...
Wet mouth.
Keep drinking.
A wet mouth.
Keep drinking. A little brandy every day.
Yeah.
Purely medicinal.
It's okay, officer. I've just been wetting my mouth. Yeah.
Well, you have to for medicinal. Look, Terry's immediately reached for his glass.
Of course. We're almost at a halfway point where we're going to join the newsroom, but I've got so many tweets coming in and I want to catch up with them. It's local food and drink tours, listening to the Business Bunker Show. Always a great listen. What a fantastic guest. That's you, Terry. Thank you for that. That's from Angus at Local Food and Drink Tours.
And Local Food and Drink also say, it's sad to hear that Whitstable Farmers Market, that's the Goral Tank one, before anybody tells me off, because there's two of them, closed during this lockdown, and also together with the tentative Christmas event, but luckily Westmalling Christmas Farmers Market goes ahead on Sunday the 13th of September, December. Right. Well done, everybody. That's good news.
Martin from Charity Buddy's been on with some interesting stuff. He says, my lovely boss and friends, Jane Carter Lilly, has opened Flossie and Watts in Tenterton next to the St. Ports Military, run by her partner.
What's it called?
Dennis Excel. Flossie Watts.
Okay. Yeah. Terry, do you know them? Yes. Flossie Watts?
Members of the Chamber.
Fantastic. Yeah. Ah, good. Flossie Watts.
What do they sell?
Flossie and Watts.
What do they sell?
Light bulbs. Oh, that's Watts.
and dental floss.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're kind of, it's a kind of like a gift shop, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, curiosities and things. And apparently her partner, Dennis, runs St. Ports Militaria.
Oh, so is that military clothes and whatnots?
No.
What is it then? Museum?
Books, medals.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what do you call it? Paraphernalia? No, not paraphernalia. What do you call it? Collectibles.
Militaria.
Yeah. Collectibles. Mm. Yes. Little lanterns and things. Could you get?
Yeah.
Little military lantern.
Yeah.
Churchill tanks.
Oh.
And Angus has said the number of vineyards and breweries, I think you read this anyway, on breweries in Kent being discussed on the Business Bunk Show, especially around Centon, with their card for local shopping. Absolutely, yeah. Do you know what? I think we're going to go
time
and join
the
Channel Radio newsroom. And then when we come back, we've got another guest to talk to, and we're going to talk some more to Terry, and keep your tweets coming and your emails. But for the moment...
Let's hear the news.
Let's go and join the Channel Radio newsroom at Channel Radio.
Can't wait.
You're listening to Channel Radio.